In the second reading today, St. Paul tells us, the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. You know, when we look around at what's happening in the world, in the church, and even in individual lives, we oftentimes wonder, you know, where is God? Why is he allowing all these things to happen? You know, you've probably heard from more than one agnostic or atheist, you know, if there was a God, there wouldn't be all this suffering and pain, all these innocent children starving to death. You know, why does God allow, you know, two babies every second to be killed in this world? Why does God allow over 1.5 million in our own country from, you know, to be killed? And from contraception, 9 to 10 million every year. Why does God allow all the abuses in our government and in the church and so many trials and tragedies in our own lives? You know, we sometimes ponder why all these things happen, and we wonder where God is. You know, we're tempted to think he's not around or that he's abandoned us. So people begin to wonder and doubt. You know, it's precisely in this that we begin to see where the wisdom of God lies. You know, I heard a homily in the seminary once. The priest said, you know, just think if you had the power of God, you'd probably change a lot of things in the world. But if you had the wisdom of God along with it, well, you wouldn't change a thing. It doesn't look like a very wise sort of wisdom from a human point of view. After all, you know, we would say, if God loves me, he would do all kinds of good things for me. But, you know, if we just take 30 seconds and really think about it, we would realize that all day long, every day, God is doing good things for us. The problem we suffer from is that God allows one or two unfortunate things to happen, and we forget all the blessings that we receive from him. Then we complain and doubt. It's an amazing thing in human nature that we can focus so easily on the negative and so quickly forget all the good. You know, just stop and simply think about the fact that without God's help, you know, we couldn't even take our next breath. At every second of every day, you know, God is doing marvelous and even miraculous things. So, as we suffer through our difficulties during this Lenten season and throughout our lives, you know, we need to realize that God allows all of these things to strengthen and perfect all the virtues that we need to work on. So if we need to work on the virtue of patience, God's going to send a few people in our lives that will try our patience. And, you know, a lot of times we want to avoid difficult people. and we don't want to be around them. They push our buttons or whatever. But these are the people. They are God's chosen instruments. He's placed them in our lives to give us an opportunity to deepen our relationship with Him. These people are actually more valuable to us than our friends, because our friends will not challenge us like these people will. You know, in other words, if God simply did all kinds of nice things for us, you know, we would think that, you know, we were the most virtuous people that had ever walked the face of the earth, because we would always be happy and kind to everyone around us. But the first time that something goes wrong, well, then we find out, you know, how much virtue we really have. That's why God allows these things to happen, because we need to grow in virtue. The whole life of perfection basically boils down to practicing virtue. And so what happens in our own lives is precisely what happened in the gospel reading today. You know, in essence, the Lord comes into the temple of our souls, and He makes a whip out of cords, and He drives out everything that shouldn't be there. The scene in the temple, you know, that day was not an orderly one or a pleasant one. The people didn't have smiles on their faces, and they weren't real happy, you know, when God decided it was time to purify and cleanse the temple. Just like us, when God decides it's time to purify our temple. And, you know, each one of us, St. Paul reminds us, is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And that temple needs to be purified. Well, we may not always be too happy either. But if we realize it's for our own good and our spiritual welfare, then we can be at peace. We may not always be happy. But I remember a sign over this friend's office. He was a general manager of a car dealership. It said, suffering builds character. But the next time we're tempted to wonder where God is, or that our sufferings are too great, we just have to remember the sufferings of our Lord and realize we don't have to put up with too much in this life after all. And without our sufferings and trials and purification, our salvation is in jeopardy. Our sufferings and trials are the stepping stone God gives us to make our way to heaven. And unless our Lord drives out these imperfections and purifies us of all the things that don't belong in our souls, we're never going to reach that perfection needed to enter heaven.